Perek Tes, Seif Aleph. A new Perek, Asiyas Oil. Oil is a tolda from Boina. Boina, the Meloche, is to join together two items and making a building. Oil, you're not joining two items, you're making a cover or a partition, a mechitza. You're making a separation between two places. That is the malacha, even if you don't join two things together. Even if it is one plank of wood, which you make a roof with it, if it is a stable roof oil made kavua, then you're over, even if it is not connected with other things. The connection has only been made in order to make it kavua, but it's not part of the malacha. The malacha is the making a separation, making a cover, making a mechitza. That is making a separation between the top of you and underneath, or on the side, the mechitza. If it is kavua, you're over mishum isa oil min hatoira. If it is ena kavua, it's also midrabbonon. We'll see all the protein be'ez Hashem in this perek. Seif aleph, asiyas oil keva, making an oil keva. Ha'oisa oihel keva. It doesn't mean you're going to make a tent. It means if you make a cover which is made for a permanent cover. Chayev chatas, yechayev chatas. V'lochen, in paras yiriyah, amenos logen menachama. Even if you put a cover from cloth, which is made to stop the sun coming through. Or minak shamin, or you put it there in order that the rain shouldn't come through. It doesn't mean dafke if you've got something which is made from cloth. The same thing will be made from leather. The same thing will be made from plastic. And if it's made from wood, if you make a roof, same thing. If it's made in order to gain menachama or minak shamin to go and cover you from the, if it's from wind, from the sun, or if it's from the rain, or any other thing you want to stop. If it's windy, it stops you, helps you, be no wind. If it is lagen, to shade you, or to go and protect you, then the halacha is yechayev chatas. Now he's going to explain us what's considered permanent. So how long does it have to be permanent? He says, v'datoy shetishoe kamo yomim, has to be stayed, made in order to stay for a few days. Either the oil keva v'chayev, then it's considered oil keva, oil the issa from oil which is kavua, which is permanent v'chayev. Oh, now what do you say? It says even if you only make it for a few days, the Prima Gadim says that even if you only make it for a few days, it could be already chayev from issa oil v'shabbos. The cost of ha'poiskim, the poiskim say shechiyev zeh nema af po'ifin shaloi kosh esa yeriyah. Even if you didn't go and join it on, let's say you have a very heavy roof and it doesn't need to be joined on, you put it on the some sort of fix and it stays there without being joined on, it's not joined, not tied, not nothing, you still over, but it's the oil keva. If it is made there to be stayed for a few days, it could be chayev chatos for making the old keva the Shabbos. Base. Shiur oil. What is the measurement from where you chayev ready? How big does it have to be the place which you are making a protection on? Lo neme is the oil elek sheyesh boi chalal shel tefach al tefach al rum tefach o yoisa. There's no issa from oil only if you've got a tefach on a tefach, cubic tefach, which is empty. That means, ach, he explains. Because ein chalal kazeh, if you've got no space like this, mitachat loil, underneath the cover, ein zeh ele begeder kisri b'alma. To be chayev, it's the oil has to be, you've got a cubic tefach underneath. Tefach is about 8 centimeters according to the Chaim Noah, according to the Chaz Mishnah, about 10 centimeters. You have to have an empty space from 10 centimeters underneath this cover in order to be chayev. But, and even to be Esed Rabbanon, If you don't have 10 centimeters, 8 centimeters underneath this cover, there's no problem altogether on Shabbos. He explains in the footnote that the same thing is if you'd put things inside this hole. Therefore, because of this hole, it's not covering of empty space from a tefach. Therefore, it is not also to do that on Shabbos. It says only if you have an empty space of a cubic tefach. Se'if Gimel, Sichat Gagon HaMechuba B'tzirim, to open a roof which is joined with hinges. Gagon HaMechuba B'tzirim, a roof which is made with hinges. Or with any other thing which we can open it, is joined together, which opens it. If it's on strings, and the string makes it joined on. Lu Asukim in Delet, and it's made like a door. Muta L'Segroi L'Fotchoi, Shabbos. You're allowed to open it and close it on Shabbos. Ve'ein boi mishum isa asiyas oil or spiras oil. You've got no problem from making the oil or to break an oil, to demolish an oil, the same as isa boina has a problem from building plus demolishing. Also isa oil. The isa is not only to go make it, it's also to go and take it down. But here, since you've got this roof, which joins on with hinges or something like that, it's considered a door. It's considered a door. Now you're allowed to open a door and close it. Same thing, you're allowed to open the roof and close it because it's joined onto the building. So we don't look at it as if you're making anything. It's already ki'ilu there. It's already ki'ilu closed and ki'ilu already opened. So then you're not making anything by closing it and opening it on Shabbos. V'chein ha-din b'gagon ha-na al-gabei mesila. The same thing is if you have a moving roof, which has got a mesila, if it is on, not even if it's not on hinges, if it's on a rail, or on a track. I mean, any way which is the normal way, it's joined there, a normal way to be opened and closed. But oifen shenitin l'peitzcha l'feigoy, like you have a sukkah. Since the gag is joined with hinges, it's made to open and close. We say even when you open it, it's considered as if it is covered. He explains this not only if you've got hinges, even if it is on a track, then it's the same thing, there's no difference, then you're allowed to open it and close it on Shabbos. We don't consider you're doing a binyan or stira on Shabbos because it's already made in a way that to be opened and closed, we consider it like a door. Somebody who's got such a roof on his sukkah, you're allowed to go and close it and open it. You're allowed to open any sort of roof which is joined onto the building with hinges, or any roof which has got a rail. That is because it's considered part of the building already, and it's not considered you are making a building or making the oil on Shabbos or taking down an oil on Shabbos.